Jamaica and the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela are this year celebrating 50 years of friendship, having established diplomatic relations in March 1965. The ties have seen to the undertaking of various projects, such as the recent opening of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center in Kingston, refurbishing of the Port Maria Civic Center in St. Mary, and the Petro-Caribe Agreement, among others. Jamaica's ambassador to Venezuela, Sharon Weber, says the friendship with the Spanish-speaking country has strengthened significantly over the last 50 years.
Over this period, we have had excellent relations, and these relations have matured. The government of Venezuela, through the years, have had a strong commitment to support the socio-economic development of Jamaica, and our relations have also been firmly grounded in our common history and also in shared values, as well as membership in a number of regional institutions and international organizations.
Ambassador Weber says the Jamaican Embassy in Venezuela has been active in promoting the interests of the government and people of Jamaica throughout the years. She says the embassy is also involved in seeking to promote opportunities for Jamaican businesses in Venezuela through the Petro-Caribe Initiative, noting that the project is an important source of financing for Jamaica.
It's also a very unique arrangement and one which offers unique opportunities for Jamaica. And therefore, one of the priorities here at the embassy is to seek to extract as much benefit as also to promote Jamaica as aggressively as possible.
Jamaica's ambassador to Venezuela, Sharon Weber. Jamaica and Venezuela on September 6 this year commemorated the 200th anniversary of the famous Jamaica Letter, written by Venezuelan national hero Simon Bolivar while he was exiled in Jamaica in 1815. Ambassador of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela to Jamaica, Maria Mendoza Ortega, says the Carta de Jamaica, or Jamaica Letter, has strengthened ties between both countries.
This document is very important for us because in this document, Simón Bolívar talked about the integration, the union between the Latin American and Caribbean countries. And for us, is an inspiration for the whole process of integration that my government and other governments in the region are leading now.
Ambassador Mendoza Ortega says the historical ties between Jamaica and Venezuela started on the very day the liberator Simón Bolívar arrived on the island in May 1815. Since that day, she says, Jamaica has been a country close to the history of Venezuela.
The liberator Simón Bolívar and his letter from Jamaica must be an inspiration to continue working towards unity and solidarity between the Latin American and Caribbean countries to get a better world for the peoples. Jamaica and the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela are working together to achieve the goal of the sustainable development of our people and the regional peace and unity.
The Simón Bolívar Cultural Center was officially opened in downtown Kingston on September 6, standing as another symbol of the bonds of friendship between Jamaica and Venezuela. Executive Director of the Institute of Jamaica, the IOJ, Anne-Marie Bonner, says the center will follow the principles of Simón Bolívar by integrating the cultures and people of Latin America and the Caribbean.
We'll be undertaking a number of activities, including the teaching of Spanish. We'll be promoting cultural exchanges in art, in dance, in music between Jamaica and the Caribbean and Latin American countries.
In addition to the support the IOJ will be getting from the Venezuelan embassy, Ms. Bonner says efforts will be made to engage other Latin American embassies, including those from the Bolivarian countries, in putting on various activities at the facility.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises
is not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware, human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them a destroy the youths. Exploitation in our nation.
Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
A serious thing.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.